You can't see the doctor without signing paperwork, but in an emergency, you might be in no condition to read it. Can those papers put you on the hook to pay a bill you haven't seen? Celia Yopis Jepson has this story for the Kansas News Service, part of our Bills of Health series.
Alvin Lettner is a retired high school teacher. He broke his neck, three ribs, and an elbow in a traffic accident last July in southeast Kansas. The first thing that he got after leaving the hospital was a letter from the air ambulance company that flew him from the accident, offering to help him through all the insurance hassles. After all, it's complicated stuff. Alvin and his wife Diane read every word.
And then this is where you get down to the last page, and it says, this is your financial responsibility. And
the provisions toward the bottom involve taking full financial responsibility for whatever insurance wouldn't pay.
I also agree to allow provider to get a credit report to help collect unpaid balances.
So the Lettners refused to sign. The thing is, they had no clue yet what the total was. That came later, nearly $50,000 for the 30-mile trip to a Joplin hospital. It panicked them.
And the stress on you when you are being phoned and when you're receiving bills and you're not sleeping and you wake up in the middle of the night thinking about this.
The story illustrates the type of paperwork families get from medical billers. Legal experts say, read it carefully. These things you sign are not just formalities. Barack Richman is a professor of law and business administration at Duke University. We showed him the form that Alvin and Diane Lettner received.
There's no other way to put it. I was really horrified when I read the letter.
He takes issue on several points, just one example, that a company billing people calls itself, quote, patient advocates.
And they're doing it in a way to say, hey, you and I are on the same side against your insurer.
Billers want money, so keep that in mind. Even after they bill your insurer, they can sometimes turn around and bill you for more. Okay, ready for a plot twist in Alvin Lettner's story? He didn't sign that paper, but as it turns out, he signed something similar back in July, about an hour after his accident. He has no memory of that, or much else immediately after the accident. No wonder. He flew off a motorcycle at highway speed when a dog ran into his group of veterans that were on a fundraising ride.
Lights went out for me, and all I know of the incident has been told to me by those who were on the ride.
The air ambulance notes from that day describe him as confused, asking questions repeatedly despite getting answers. The crew loaded him onto the helicopter, gave him fentanyl to dull the pain, and papers to sign. It's common to ask for signatures in emergencies, but some experts don't like the practice.
That is not a legitimate contract.
Marty McCary is a surgeon at Johns Hopkins University, and he's used to seeing patients in their moments of crisis.
People have every thought and emotion going through their brain, and it is traumatic.
Not a good time to read fine print that takes concentration even when you're totally lucid. Law professors we talked to said these forms likely wouldn't hold up in court. In fact, Barack Richman at Duke thinks both the forms that Lettner received would be legally vulnerable. But you don't always get a chance to argue things in court before your debt goes to collections. And lots of patients just assume they're on the hook. So if you're handed a consent to treatment form in the ER that also has financial provisions you disagree with, and you're lucid enough to notice, some experts recommend crossing those out. So what'll happen now to Lettner and his $50,000 bill? He may be in the clear. In an interview with the Kansas News Service, the biller, Air Methods, said it never really planned to collect tens of thousands of dollars from him, although it did send him the bill. The company says it will make do with what Lettner's insurance pays, and it defends its paperwork and billing practices. Air Methods says they're designed to help get insurers to pay for a vital medical service. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson in Pittsburgh.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Visit ksnewsservice.org to read more or tell us about your medical bills.